Kasha Damri Tigdiyahu L'Rabbe Karnai. Or Kasha Damri. Now that you said Tigdiyahu L'Rabbe Karnai. Alamayata Shifra Kedan is Shifra Tigdiyah. What does it mean, Hashadamra? To say, without the Hash, without what you just said, I wouldn't say it. Now that you said that a Biahula Rabbi, even Eved Kanani picks up his Odin, he's Kaina. Elamayata Shifra Kanani is Tikna Badiya. How is a Shifra Kanani is Nikneis Badiya? That during the Maisa Bia, the Shifcha is magbia the Adai. Now you understand she's not magbia in Gimel Tfachim or Chatefach. What it means magbia? Isha's kaka oilam in bia. Bia really in Isha's kaka oilam, right? The Isha is kaka oilam and a man is bala. What does it mean? Higbia Rashi says the hog bala. I saw in the back Rabbi Yaakov Evden asks that Isha's karka oilam, she's not picking him up. And there's no three tfachim. Rashi, three tfachim, no three tfachim. But the pshat is, what? The thing, the pshat in this Gemara is not that you're kind of with hagbah. The pshat is you're kind of with chazakah. So even though, I'm not sure how to fit it into Rashi's words, even though we're saying hagbah, what we mean is, Kinyan Chazaka. We say if an Eved Kanani picks up the Arden, he's kind of, she's kind of with Agbar, the Arden is kind of the Eved that picked him up with Agbar. So the same thing with a Maisa Bia, it should also be, the Maisa Bia should be a Kinyan Chazaka.
So
that's the thing, what's the Hashad Amrit? Where's what's the word Hashad Amrit? The hashda the amrit that was considered chazaka, that hagbah is considered chazaka, so bia also should be considered chazaka. What's the similarity?
It doesn't show,
but that's kufa b'stam the Gemara's teretz. Gemara's teretz is zenehen of zenehen. It doesn't show anything. The Gemara in the Kasha is asking that Baalel should show a shima of avdus somehow. Well, the shifcha, if the shifcha is mitzar and the adain is nana, then it makes sense. It's not really hakbar. Right, it's not supposed to be hagbah. L'chor is supposed to be chazaka. Rashi's lashon to ha'agbah lei, I don't fully understand. Too hard. Ha'agbah lei, she picks him up. She allows him to go on to her. She allows him on to her, which is like an adan eved that the adan wants to go across mud, so he jumps to the back of his eved, and the eved carries him across. So here also, the shifcha is not interested in this, because the Adam wants it, so it's a ma'isa avdus.
You can say it is not
a problem, it's possible. You can say it like you were saying yesterday, because like the ma'ala, that's not the guy, therefore the whole thing is... Yeah, but you have to remember the whole fucking thing, the kasher, the kasher is a mistake, because there's no kinyan was when the kaina is, might be, I think he's kaina. Yeah, the shifcha is picking up the Adam, right? It's the other way around. She's doing a kinyan to him and he's being kind of hard. Oh, okay, so just like, so maybe that's the Hashad Amrit. The Hashad Amrit is so just like by when the Adon, you might think Chazaka needs the Adon's Maisa, like Nogad or Paratz. So Hashad Amrit. Now you said that if the Eved picks up the Adin, it's good. Even though the Eved's doing the Maisa, but it's a Maisa Avdus. So it's good. So Hashad Amrit. That's a Hu Adin Abia, even though the man's doing the Maisa, but she's again, it, she's allowing it to happen. The Hashad Amrit is not doesn't flow so smoothly. because he by Biyah he's doing it again.
She's
allowing. She's allowing it to happen to her. Yeah, but she's not like physically lifting him up. She's just allowing him to be by her. So. Okay, then the Hashniyah would need a husband. The Marit speaks this out. The Marit speaks out these words that the Gemara is saying that with Bia it's a kinyan b'derech shimush avdus, and that's the type of chazaka. That's what we just said chazaka is. The Hashta, the Amrit, which the Marit is coming to explain, is not that clear how it Hashta the Amrit, the chazaka works. Doesn't the Mishnah chazaka work? But the Gemara, though, the flow now is very geshmak, because the Gemara says ki kamina zeh nehen of his emet start. What considered a maisa avdus when the eved has pain? He is picking up the yod. Hacha zenehenu zenehenu. But by bia, it's not a shimush avdus. So the woman, she wants bia because she enjoys bia. So it's no raya that it's an avdus. So the Gemara says she'll make a darka by kolamim. Still, if it's a bia she'll make a darka, which is generally what a woman has no hana. So she has no hana. So shalika darka by kolamim. A bia shalika darka that there is a maisa avdus. Who says that by a maisa bia shalika darka that the woman has no ana? Man leimalon. Who says she has no ana? That's one kasha. Now this kasha man leimalon, Rabbi Kidega, I guess, needs to ask it in the Gilyan Hashas, and the Beis Halevi mentions it as well, that all over Shas, Bia Shalai Kedarko is assumed that a woman doesn't have anah. It's not Kederach Abiyo. And what does it mean? Man Leimalon, da lav anah, Islul Tavayu. Always in Shas, the assumption is that Bia Shalai Kedarko, a woman has no anah.
It's also strange that Chazal would have a question about it. Chazal learned it all these different cases.
So why didn't they go take a poll and see if Bia Shalai Kedarko is you have anah, you don't have anah? What's Man Leimalon? It's also very. I want to say, who says? Meicha Taisi, you could go both ways.
It's a Mitzvah's question.
It sounds like a Mitzvah's question. But it could be the pshat is that in the Maisa Bia Shalai Kedarka, a woman has no anah, that it says all over. But that doesn't prove it's a Maisha Shimush Avdus. There are people who are Menachim, who are Zionists, and they never hand off in the etzem gufa meisa, but they like to behave like menachim, like prutzim. So there might be no particular physical anah, but afapi kein man leimalon lasso anah. Who says that the shimush avdus? Maybe she's kederach menachim. She's a zayna. She goes out to women who do things like that. So they're prutzim. So they have some enjoyment from them or some. The second kasha, Mishkevei Ishaksiv, Hekesha Kasa Kedaka Shalai Kedaka. Second kasha. It says Mishkevei Isha, which is a Hekesha Bia Kedaka to Bia Shalai Kedaka. So, we're makish that whatever works by Bia Shalai Kedaka, by Bia Kedaka, which doesn't work, who adin Bia Shalai Kedaka. And at this, the Beis HaLevi also asked a kasha. He says, Mishkevei Isha is by Maisa's Nus. Okay, by Maisa's Nus, you say there's no difference. Bia Kedaka, Shalai Kedaka, they're both of Maisa's Nus. Fine. What does that have to do with this Gemara? This Gemara is not asking about Maisa's Nus. This Gemara is asking, Legabe Kinyonim, Kinyone Chazaka. Legabe Kinyone Chazaka, Wamakish Bia Kedaka, Bia Shalai Kedaka. That's not what the Hekesh is talking about.
Huh?
So that's what he says. Must be the Gilu Kalatarakula, that every place Kedarka like Shalai Kedarka. He has problems with that. There are other places in Shas where we have Nurubuyim for Shalai Kedarka, Nurubuyim. So it's not really a Klalo Kalatarakula.
What's the difference? What's the difference in the Gilu that normally Kedarka and Shalai Kedarka are the same? Over here, we want to know, is there a Rosh Palace or not? So, when you
Svara, what is a pasuk help? I'm asking. All right, we come now to the story of Rabbi Yehuda Handua. Interesting maisa. Rabbi Yehuda Handua, ger she'en lo yarshim hapa. Cholash. So it always sounds very funny here. This man is dying, Nebuch, and what's Nebuchadnezzar thinking about? How he can get his Zevet. A strange... He didn't want to go free. So let's see. Rabbi Yehuda Handua, Ger Shein LeYarshimah. Cholash, and he was sick. Omar Zutra L'Shiulai Day. So Zutra came to visit him. Chazyei D'Tokafle Alma Tuva. He saw that he's going to die. He's slipping away. So Omar Leilav Day. So now he wanted to get the Eved for himself. So he figured, how am I going to have this Eved? He told the Eved, Shloif Li Misanoi. Take my shoe off my foot and carry it with me to my house. So by doing this, he's going to be kind of the Eved. So Pashup Shat the Gemara, before we get into the complications. Pashup Shat, when did he start working for him? When Yehuda Hindar was still alive. That means the first minute the Eved Kanani was working for him, he wasn't kind of him. But he wanted that at the moment Yehuda Hindai dies, that he should be working for him. So he got him to start to do an avodah that takes a meshach hazman, so that at whatever moment Rabbi Yehuda Hindai is going to die, so he'll become his. That's pashup shat in the Gemara. So we have two versions. Rabbi Yehuda Hindai died, so he went from the mis from one adon who now was dead to another adon who was alive. And now we have two girsas, either the like habishol or kabishol. The Tanya Gersha Mesu Bizbuz of Yisrael and the Chasa of Ahayiv and Avad Vigdel Mektanim Kanu Asim and Echayrim. Abishol and Megdel and Kanu Asim and Echayrim Ketanim Kanu Asim and Zachabam. A little like Rashi. We'll go push it with Rashi. That either he was a Katan the like habishol or he was a Gadol and he was the Kuli Alma. That it's Shayach to chapais the Eved in his first moment of Cheirus and make him into an Eved of Mar Zutra.
Did the Eved have to listen?
L'chayr, the Eved was a fool. Why did he carry a shoe for him? Mar Zutra wasn't his Adon at the time he started carrying it. If the Eved would have been smart, he wouldn't have done it. Maybe he wanted. Okay. But he certainly didn't have to carry a shoe for him in the beginning. But okay.
Maybe it's
he's a nice guy. That doesn't mean that he didn't do something foolish. He could have been free. But if he's still doing the King Chazaka at the moment of the Hefker, then it is kind.
Yeah, but that's only because after the
Hanukkah. Oh, so you're also, he was doing it now after Nisa Sa'ad. So if I do Chazaka, the same thing. I go into a Gera who's dying's field, and I start putting up a fence. So the first day for the fence I put up when he was alive. But then he died. So the second day for the fence, I'm kind of looking at Chazaka. At least I shouldn't be kind of. Just because I did the first day, I shouldn't be kind of. The big kasha on this Gemara is to get the mechanics of how this thing works. Rabbi Yehuda and I, we'll call him the Adin. The Adin is dying. Now, at one minute, the Adin is alive. At that moment, nothing's happening to the Adin. At the next split second, the Adin is dead. At the second the Adin is dead, who gets this Eved first? Who are the two competing people for the Eved? Mar Zutra, who he's working for. And the Eved being kind of himself. How is an Eved kind of himself? Just by being. I mean, he doesn't have to do anything. He just has to, a person is always holding himself. So if the Eved had not been working for Mar Zutra, he would be kind of himself. A Gadol, Karu Atzman, B'nei Chayrin. I will have to see that. We'll have to talk and figure that out. But it's certain that if the Adin dies, the Eved is kind of himself. Does he have to pick himself up? No. He doesn't pull himself. He doesn't pull himself. He's just himself. A person himself is kind of himself. That's all. No problem. It's, What kind of kinyan is it? Kanoas from the Chayrin. It's the biggest kinyan. He's possessed this himself. He's himself. What? We're going to have to figure out if it works. Shalom Yedaita. It'll have to be totally in the whole discussion. We'll assume here that what Marzutra did means if he wouldn't be working for him, the Yevah would be kind to himself. Either because the Yevah knew the Adon died, or because the work Shalom Yedaita, whatever reason. Marzutra understood that if I'm not going to do this trick, he's going to be kind to himself. So Marzutra did this. So the Rabbi Chanan asks that it's the same second. Marzutra can't be ahead of the Yevah. The same split second that there's a Misa Sa'adin. The same second that he's working for Marzutra, he also is in possession of himself. How do you split it? How do you cut it apart? How do you? You can't split it. It's both happening simultaneously.
It's just like a Kenyan Chazaka that he has to act like it's then clear and be clean himself. So he's acting like a slave.
Mehechet Taisi that he has to do that.
How could any Evan be like himself? There's always himself.
No, he's only kind himself if there is no Adai. At the moment that there is no Adai, he's kind of himself.
He's
Mishabed himself, he's making himself to the Adon. If this Evan wanted to be making himself to Marzutra, maybe I wouldn't have a kasha. But the assumption is Marzutra wanted to do a Chochmah that the Evan can be kind of himself. So this Chochmah that the Evan can be kind of himself, what kind of Chochmah is it? It's happening at the same split second. What? Oh, so I have to add a knej. So Mechon adds a knej. He brings a Gemara. If somebody has an animal that's giving birth to a Bechar, and he says that at the moment that this the baby comes out of the mother's comes out of the mother, be it Tzias Rubai, it should be an Ayla. He's Magdish to be an Ayla at the moment it's born. So that means at the same split second, it's becoming a Bechar and becoming an Ayla. So the Gemara says, what happens? Is it a Bechar or is it an Ayla? Two different Karbanas. A Bechar goes to the Kayin, and Ayla Yemakar and the Mizdaya. So the Gemara says that the Gemara borrows the phrase Divrei Harav for Divrei HaTalmud. Hashem said it's a Bechar, and the human being is saying it's an Ayla. So if at the same moment it's supposed to be an Ayla, it's supposed to be a Bechar, so the Min HaShemayim thing is Chal, which is the Bechar, and what the person tried to make is not Chal, because it comes at the same split second. So when they come at the same second, the Min HaShemayim one is Chal, and the Min HaAdam thing is not Chal, so it's a Bechar and not an Ayla. So it's a Bechar and the same thing here. At the same split second, it's becoming, he's becoming Misa Sa'adin. Marzutra is saying, I want to be kind to him. And in Hashemayim, the Eved's kind to himself. It's the same split second. So Zot Shemachana, the Eved should go free. The Min Hashemayim thing should be Chal quicker than the Min Hagam thing. The thing that's Chal Min Hashemayim, which is that he's a free person, should be Chal sooner than the thing that's coming from the person. Where? Maybe there's a pasuk. Without a pasuk, the stuff is part of the hekish. Taisus says la la meisha. It's la la meisha, just like Mises thing. Yeah, Mises Adin helps the Dan Yarshim. So wherever we learn Mises Adin helps the Dan Yarshim, so it should be chal.
Maybe in the Tanami, he wanted to trick the Eved into being machna himself, that he's kind of himself.
But there's a problem with that, because once he's kind to himself, he can never be an Eved Kenani again, because then he becomes Yisrael, Asa B'Shivcha, and Mechayiv and all the mitzvahs, so he can never become an Eved Kenani again. So if at any time he's kind to himself, it's bad news. The thing Gemara Sutra is out in Eved. Yeah.
Becomes
a Bechar B'Yitzias Rubai, yes.
Right. But you can be mad at an animal, you can be mad at a Shechetzah.
So you're making an oil of and half of it there.
Yeah, I know. The Gemara though is talking clearly. If you're making an Eved an oil of Me'ima, it would be different. So it should be an oil of Yitzias Rubai. That's the Gemara's guess. Yeah, at the same moment that becomes a Bechar, it should become an Eved. He could, but that wasn't the case. The case he is becoming a Kanani. This case he wasn't becoming an Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri, Parshas is not Nikta Bechazaka. Right, Eved Ivri we had is Niknas Bekesel Bishtar. So not with the Chazaka that he was doing here. Right? Eved Ivri Niknas Bechazaka.
Yes.
Alright, it's not worth arguing the point, because even without this point the kasha will be a kasha. This point makes it stronger. If you want to reject it, fine, it's still a problem. The problem is that there's no split second in between. There's no moment in between. Well, it's not likely he has to show a mice of Cheres. Kona'atzmai. Because he could be kind himself. He owns himself. What? If he doesn't know, I'm going to have to come back to him. We're going to have to come back to it, because it's sort of a much more involved question, which we have to come to. But first, just what Rabbi Chanan says. Rabbi Chanan, in his answer, is mechadish, that there are two split seconds. There is a separation. There's something called im gemar misa, at the moment of death, and there's a concept of lachar misa. Certain things happen im gemar misa, happen with death, and some things happen after death. Which things happen with death and which things happen after death? See, it brings an interesting gemara. The gemara has a hava mina that a woman yarshins her husband. Now, it's not true. No woman ever yarshins her husband, unless she's related to him. But a woman, a wife, is not yarish. They are yarshim, and one of the yarshim is not a wife. A wife has ksuba rights on her husband's money. She has rights to be supported from her husband's money, but she doesn't yarshim. If a man dies, and he's a millionaire, a man dies, and he has no children, and then a day later his wife dies, his wife's father doesn't get the money. Money didn't go from the husband to the wife, and then the wife is married to her father. No. A man dies, his wife is not Yerushim. His wife, Al-Ksuba, has a right to be supported, the same way she always lived, from the money of the Yerushim. But she doesn't Yerushim and own the money. She can hold on to the money, she should know she has it, but she doesn't Yerushim. A wife doesn't Yerushim. But the Gemara does have a Havamina that a wife Yerushim. So the Chanan points out that the word a wife yarshins is an inconsistent expression. Wife means the husband's alive. The husband's dead, she's not his wife. Right? Misa sabal is mater, a woman. So to say a wife, what does it mean wife yarshins? When she's a wife, he's alive. When he dies, she's not a wife anymore. A son is always the son. A father is always the father. There's no Torah of Misa Sabal, Misa Sa'av that makes a ben always ben. There's no lesser ben when the father's dead or alive. But by Nisha we find the concept that Misa Sabal makes her ois eshesish, is mafkia the kedushin. That was the law. Nisha Niknis, and Nisha is kind of Sa'afla.
So
she can't marry a Kayan, you mean a Kayan Gavin, she can't marry, she's an Amana. She's an Amana, she can't marry a Kayan Gavin. So what does that have to do with being, she's not a wife. There are results. Okay, there are results. But it's not, she's not a wife.
She should have.
She said Shiva. Terry says she should sit Shiva. I don't know. She sits Shiva on her former husband. She doesn't sit Shiva on her husband. She sits Shiva on her former husband. So they say she'll Yarshin a former husband. That'll be the parasha of Yerusha of a former husband. Maybe. The Rebbe Chanan taught you, it might be Emerson. The Rebbe Chanan says is Yerusha is im Gemar Misa. Yerusha happens at the time of death. And the matir that she becomes Aishay Sishish is La'acha Misa. There's a way to split it. There's something called Im Gemar Misa. And there's a time of Achar Misa. Im Gemar Misa, Dine Yerusha happened. La'achar Misa, Dine Heter of Edisha, Eishas Ish happens. It's a split second separate. In Cain, exactly the same thing here. Im Gemar Misa, this Eved became Hefker. He's kind of himself, Lola Misha, just like an Isha. So he's kind of himself, Achar Misa. So there's the moment called Im Gemar Misa, at the time of death. At the time of death, the Eved becomes Hefker. And he doesn't own himself till Achar Gemar Misa, till after death. So Memela, it's very good, Marzutra Chapterai, Im Gemar Misa, to be kind of. And La'achar Misa, he could be kind himself. It was too late, because already in Gemar Misa, just like a Yerush Yarshin, the same thing, a typhus could be typhus in Gemar Misa. So B'chanan uses these expressions, in Gemar Misa and La'achar Misa, to answer the Kasha. And his proof is from a woman, the Havamina Shikid Yarshin, that there is such a split of in Gemar Misa and Achar Misa, and everything works out. In Gemar Misa? You can't split it. It's totally ha-ha-ha. When in Dine Mamin he's an Eved, and in Dine Yisur there's Yisurin. That's totally what he said. Well, he just blives in Evakanani, Mimele, he sort of apply, not to be kind of Yisurim. If he blives in Evakanani, he blives also.
But
now.
Time doesn't seem to be a problem. That you can't do the good
at the same time. Rabbeinu Tam, that's why I say we're talking like Rashi. That a chayv. Rabbeinu Tam also is not a chayv, but I think that.
How would you say that a king should be able to be made in the Mahdi? He's only able to be
kind of
himself after Gemar Misa. Maybe anybody else
could
only be
kind of after
Misa.
Yeah. These words, Im Gemar Misa, Laachar Misa, need a little bit of a lot of hesder. At what moment is Im Gemar Misa? At what moment, Im Gemar Misa, he's still alive or he's dead? At the time of Im Gemar Misa. A person could only be either dead or alive. Is there anything in between? Bankachas is fine. So at the moment that Mezutra's kaina, the Adin is alive or he's dead?
Alive.
How can he be kaina when he's alive? He has an Adin. The Shema goes out. It's like two things touching each other. The Shema goes out and this comes in. So that's La'achar Misa. At the moment that the Neshama was where? And why not as he died the same second the evidence free?
Kind of,
well, why is it not Bankha? Why are you just using words? Yes, sorry. So the question is, at what moment did Marzutra own this Eved? So he owned him, there was no second in between. He went straight from that Bailam to this Bailam. There was no second in between. But he couldn't go straight from that Bailam to himself, because he needed a second of something in between. So why did he need a second of something in between? Right? You follow what Nitez and Rabbi Chanan. If there are two transfers that could happen, it starts with the Adayin. Either it transfers to the Eved or it transfers to Mazotra. We're saying when it transfers to Mazotra, it's like two things touching each other. The Adayin, old Adayin goes out, Mazotra comes straight in. We're saying when it would transfer to the Eved, it wouldn't be touching each other; it would be a kosher apart. What's that kosher? What is that kosher? During that kosher, what is the Eved? There's a space in between.
They said that the
other
still owns him.
I hear the words, but I don't understand the mitzvahs. If it depends on time, then you need a split second, whether it's a long second or a short second, but you need a mashu of time. If you need that mashu of time, who says there's a mashu of time in between? Why? What's the Eved in between?
If there is a mashu of time, why is mashu better than the Eved? That mashu would be playing there with that mashu of time, is that
okay? If there is a mashu of time, why is mashu better than the Eved? So in Svara I don't see it. But that seems to be what Rabbi Chanan is gaining from the case of Yerusha Seisha. That if there's a mashu of time, that mashu of time does not apply to ownership in Yanim, because we see Yerusha is in the Bar Mitzvah. So he's not saying the logic, he's just saying the... But you don't get it from before.
You're getting it now, but the Torah says you will get it.
Right.
But the
Eved
and Mazutra,
they're
both other people,
they're not, there's nothing that says before that they have to get it. Why should Mazutra be better? Okay. Yeah, so why are we putting it from Eved to Eved and not from Eved to himself? Why is Mazutra better than him himself? And why can't it go smooth from the other person to himself? Because the status changes. It changes from Eved to free. So it takes time to process the change. That's what it sounds like. Is there a second of no man's land? Then it's bad news. Bad news or is there a second of the
land?
That's hard to understand that.
Heifer means he's not even himself. He's just these nuts. And then Shechar means that he owns his own. But Rashi has always
the
Russian
Heifer.
Well, you
have
to go to
Heifer.
He shouldn't get
it. It has to go to Heifer. Maybe, let's see. Let's clear a separate Shaila and then see if it'll help us with Rabbi Chanan. This is the Adkan is the Rabbi Chanan. He doesn't explain more than this. Let's clear a simple question. Maybe not so simple. And this did. That Misas HaAdin, when he's a ger, is Matir the Eved. This halacha, that when the ger Adin dies, the Eved is Mutter. You can understand two ways. You can understand it's a Matir. Just like a get is a Matir, and just like a Kesef is a Matir, Misas HaAdin is another kind of Matir. You can learn that way, Mishtam, that's a simple way to learn Misas HaAdin. Or you could learn, you know why when the ger dies his eved is free? Not because there's a matir. Just if there's no adayin, memeila he's mutter. Memeila he's mutter. Why is he mutter? He has to be kind of himself. Memeila he's mutter. Because if there's no adayin, so how can you be an eved without an adayin? Could someone be an eved without an adayin? Is there such a thing as being an eved without an adayin? It's done. You hear? You could learn it's a matir, that the Misas HaAdayin is a matir for when he's a ger, like get is a matir. Or you could learn that it's memela. If you have an eved with no Adayin, memela he's mutter. Memela it's that way. You know, it's like we had the same Claire by Ignatius Ish, whose husband dies. We're exactly the same Claire. Rabbi Chanan's Claire, Grada. Mishlo Melech's Claire. When a husband dies, why is the wife mutter? Is Mises Abal like a get? That just like a get is matir. Mises Abal is matir. It's institution that's matir. Or if there's no husband, so she's not Eishes Ish. How could she be an Eishes Ish without a husband? Remela she's mutter because there is no other. So why do they become hefker? They become hefker memela because there's no adayin, or this is a kayak that he has to become mutter with this. You see, he never really becomes hefker. He's killing himself right away. Like time because the lab a shol, you're right. I'm talking now in our Gemara. No, so it's very good. According to Abishol, it would be clear that you need a kinyan. What happens to them in the meantime? They have to have an owner. That's right. They're not free because they can't be kind of themselves. Light Abishol, you have a right. What about like the Chachamim? Light Abishol, you're right. Because otherwise, a katan should automatically be free. You also have no adam. It should also be free. Ben Achayram Emel. From Abishol, you have a right. From the Chachamim, we're going out to the Loik Abishol. What would be an afkanina? Lachayr will be an afkanina. What happens if the adam dies? And the Eved doesn't want to be a Ben Chayrin. He's happy. He'd rather be an Eved Kanani. He's standing there. His Eved is dying. His Adon is dying. He's saying, I don't want to be kind of myself. I don't want to be a Ben Chayrin. I want to stay married to a Shifra Kananis. I don't want to have to get up in the morning and put on tefillin every day. I want to stay an Eved Kanani. I don't want to be kind of myself. What do you think? And then the Ger Adon dies. And no, there's no Masutra here to work with him. He's just standing there. And his Adon dies. Is he Ben Chayrin? Yeah. What do you think? If he doesn't want to be a Ben Chayrin, you think he's a Ben Chayrin?
It's automatic.
What?
It's not his choice.
It's not true. There's no such thing. You can't take a guy and be tabled about Karachai and Zachon Lanam Shalai Lefan and make him a Yid. You can't do that.
Why does he give
one? Who said he wants to? Maybe he'd be happy to be Mechuyev and Sheva Mitzvahs and go down on Abba like a Ben Nayach. I don't know. They didn't ask me before I was born. We're getting off topic. The question here is, if an Eved goes free, is the Eved going free automatic? Or is the Eved going free a Kenyan like he's kind of get? Is it Memela? Is it Memela? There's no one. It's free. Or is it a process? Then just like a get or a kesef is a matir, this is a matir. What?
Even on that side,
if he doesn't want?
If it's a way out, and he doesn't want to get it.
No, but if it's memela, no, on the side that it's a kinyan, why should he be kind of himself? The lady doesn't want to get, if she's not makabal, if she's makabal to get, maybe. But, maybe?
When a lady's husband dies,
she says, I don't want to be a Ben Chayrin. I don't want to be Aish HaSeish. Too bad, she's Aish HaSeish. So, because without a husband, you can't be Aish HaSeish without a husband. No? So here also, without an Adon, you can't be an Eved. Is that true? Without an Adon, you can't be an Eved. What? Where? It should depend on the Tutsalim. It should depend on the Tutsalim. Or what happens if David is not aware? I'm not sure what the din is. If David's not aware, the Adon is dying. Does he have to mamish be kind himself? Or the Meila, there's no Adon. Meila is a Ben Chayrin, even if he's not aware of it. I'm not sure. The Adon died. There's no anything. He's standing there. The Adon gets
it.
So if it's Meila, so he doesn't have to do anything. It's Meila. If it's what I'm calling a process, I don't know which word to use. It's a matir. It's not a bit of work that it requires, huh?
If it's a matir, what do you have to do?
If it's a matir, so then if it's a matir, all right. So now we can clear. If it's a matir, maybe if he does know about it, maybe he doesn't know about it. But if it's a memela, then it's for sure. If it's a memela, then that's for certain that it's a memela. Now, for this gemara to work, the way we're learning it, the way we're chanan. It's a split second apart. L'chayr is a raya. Which way? The Rebbe Chanan say that the Eved doesn't go free im gemar misa, he goes free la'achar misa. There's some hesitation, there's something has to happen. Sounds to Rebbe Chanan, the way I understand, you could disagree with me, that it's not a memela dika thing. If it's a memela dika thing, there's no other, so he's free. Then the whole Bechanan, what do you mean this time in between? I bechlal can't understand what it means this time, but if it's memela, if I don't have an Adon, memela I'm free, how can I have an Eved without an Adon? On the tzad that's memela. But at what moment did my sutra step in? My sutra stepped in when?
He's saying he's only finding himself if there is no other. So, but it right away, if Yehuda does die, right away my sutra was this. There's never a time.
But why was my sutra there more than he was there? Why can't he say, oh, there's no other now, I'm kind of myself. I'm a kind of myself. Mela, I'm free.
What?
What's he going to do? If it's Mela, he doesn't have to do anything. If it's Mela, he doesn't have to do anything. If you're in the other way, he has to do something. Now, the doing something doesn't have to take time. You see, as soon as we talk of time, Rebbe Chanan seems not to make sense because there's no split seconds. But if it's a procedure, then it makes more sense. Now, Mazutra being kind to him, it's also a procedure. Again, what I'm trying to say is this. He started the day as an Eved. His Adon died. If it's a Memela Dika thing, that if your Adon is dead, you're free. So then, the way I would understand is that there's no split second. There's no split second. If my Adon dies, I'm free, then I'm free. I'm automatically free. If I die, I'm free. So now I'm free. So what do you mean? It has to be la'achar misa, im gemar misa. What do you mean? In the memela. Arya is arguing that he went straight into mazutra. There was no moment of no adon. I don't know. Maybe that's not of shot. But I don't know. The way I would understand, if it has a memela, you don't have that moment for mazutra to step in. If it's what I'm calling a process or a matir. A matir, when I say it takes time, I don't mean time on the clock. But a matir means something has to happen. The Adon died. He's not automatically a ben chayrin. Something has to happen. The happening is that what we're calling is kind of atzmai. So you have one thing and then you have another thing. Okay, so then there could be something in between. I'm not... You can make a separation if you have two things. Let me see. Let me explain better. What is Rebbe Chanan trying to accomplish? That there has to be space in between the death of the Adon and the Eved being kind of himself. There has to be some space in between. That's what Rebbe Chanan wants to accomplish. Rebbe Chanan says if there's zero space, then Marzutra couldn't step in. Marzutra can only step in if there's space. So let's forget about this. Let's talk about a regular Eved. The Adon dies. He becomes a Ben Chayr. Kind of sounds like a Ben Chayr. Did it happen in two steps or in one step? On a regular person? You'll tell me, well, it depends. If it's Memela, then there are no two steps. It's Memela. One second there was an Adon, he was an Eved. Next second there was no Adon, so Memela he's not an Eved. Not kind of himself. He's Memela, not an Eved. It's no two steps. It's all one, it's one thing. There is an Adon, there is an Adon. There is no Adon, there is no Adon. Adon Yadonish, there's no in between. If you learn that it's a matir, so then it's two steps. The Adon dies, there is no Adon. And there's a matir that's matir him to make him into a Ben Chayrin. It's a two-step thing. If it's a two-step thing, so I could hear that somebody could come in and say, the matir won't happen because I'm doing a kidney. So I could hear, he's mafkia the first step. The first step is the Adon dies, and then he's Chayrin himself. So he's saying, Dodon dies, then well, you can't be kind of yourself, because when Dodon dies, you go straight into my rishos. I can hear the words. If it's a memela, where is this space in between?
It's just the opposite. But when it's memela, what is available, there's no oven right now, so he goes free. But when my sister is pulling this stick, there is an oven. This person dies, now there's no oven, but there is an oven because my sister's credit, so it goes straight to my sister. But it stays the hatcher, so then the oven dies, now he's mother, and now my sister wants to come to be credit.
Yeah, but you're going to have, the way you're saying it is good, except that what you're doing is creating like this. Dudden died. So, Memela, there's no Adden, he should go free. Somebody was saying, no, there's no Memela, it's Mezutra's Kaina. If Mezutra's Kaina, you're right. My question is, how is Mezutra Kaina? What you're saying is, since Mezutra was Kaina, therefore, there was no Mabel with an Eved, and therefore he could be Kaina. But you can't give a reason that Mezutra's Kaina is because Mezutra's Kaina. You're saying the result is the reason. Since he's Kaina, therefore there was never a moment in between. Yeah, if he's Kaina, I agree there's no moment in between. But why is he Kaina? If at the moment the Adin died, you had an Eved without an Adin, so why is Mezutra Kaina? The way you're phrasing it is very good, because there was never a moment without an Adin. But that's only true if he's Kaina. The question is, why is he Kaina? It's hard to say. He's Kaina because by being Kaina, there was never a moment. But the question is, why is he Kaina? Why isn't David Kaina himself? See, if it's a two-step process, I could hear, perhaps, that there's something in between. If it's Memela, it's a little hard to hear it. Look, I'm giving you food for thought. I'm not telling you Kiblu Daiti. I'm just trying to understand where Rebbe Chanan has the two steps. It's a very hard concept. The truth is that what's difficult is not so much Rebbe Chanan, it's the Gemara. Where did my sutra come in here in between? It's a difficult thing. Then it says, we do have a case, a machlokes rishayim. Is it possible to have an Eved Kanani without an Adit? In the Torah, in Yeridaya, in Hilchos Avodin, Reish Samach Zayin, there's a case where a ger owns an Eved Katan. The ger dies. What's the din of the Eved Katan? Huh? If they have a cut, he can't cut himself. He doesn't go free. Kol Amazik Ben Zachaben. Right? We pass on the Kabbashol. The Kol Amazik Ben Zachaben. Listen to the case. It's in the Torah and the Beis Yosef. A ger dies. He leaves an Eved Katan. The din of the Eved Katan is he can't be kind himself. Kol Akaidim Zaychu. Whoever grabs him is Zaychu. Nobody wants him. Nobody's interested in him. No one's kind to him. He's, let's say, 10 years old. His son dies. He goes the whole year. No one's kind to him. He goes the whole 11th year, the 12th year. Comes to his bar mitzvah. Now he's a godly. No one was ever kind to him. What happens then? Huh? He's not? When he was 12, was he in heaven? When he was 11 years old or 12 years old? You mean he doesn't have to work for anybody? But you don't mean he's not an Eved? Huh? So the Torah brings that ain like Takana, that this person can be kind of himself as a gadol. The ain like Takana, he'll never be able to marry anybody. Because he has no Adam. He's forever an Eved Kanani. He'll never become a Ben Chayrin. Because here you have an Eved with no Adam. And forever and ever he's not going to have an Adam. So the Beis Yosef is what you're asking. Beis Yosef says, why? When he's 13, let him be kind to himself. Let him make a kinyan in himself. So Beis Yosef Tak argues. Beis Yosef says that as soon as he turns bar mitzvah, he's going to be kind to himself. He's teifes atzma yachakach. So, what? What's the reason he shouldn't be kind of? And I want to ask you, how do you understand why should he not be, what's pshat in the Torah? The Torah holds that if you're a gadol, when the Eved Kanani is a gadol, when his adam dies, he's kind of himself. He's a cotton when the Adam dies. He can't be kind of himself then. 2 years later, when he becomes bar mitzvah, he gets too late. He can't be kind of himself then. pshat.
The Isis,
the Hetan, is the Baal. It's a one-time thing. The Torah holds that Misas HaBaal is a matir, like a get. Let's say you give a get shechrit to a cotton. You can't be kind of the get shechrit. So when he becomes a godly, he doesn't go free. The Torah holds that Misas HaAdin is a matir. Being that it's a matir, so at the time of Misas HaAdin, it's a matir. If you become mutter, you become mutter. If you're cotton, you don't become mutter. You can't be kind of yourself. So Misas HaAdin will never be a matir for you anymore. It already happened. Because Misad only happened then. It didn't happen 3 years later. So what you're saying is, what you're really saying is, the fact that there's no Adin is what matters. It's not the death of the Adin. The fact that there is no Adin. You see, if the Misa is the matir, the act of dying is the matir, then the term makes sense. The act of dying is the matir. He was a cotton. He couldn't accept. If I could get that, he can't accept. What you're saying really is the other side, that it's memela. If he has no other, having no other is the matir. So when he was 10, he had no other. He couldn't be kind of himself. When he was 11, he had no other. He couldn't be kind of himself. When he was 12, he had no other. He couldn't be kind of himself. When he was 13, he had no other. He couldn't be kind of himself. If having no other is what makes him ois eved, so then when he's 13, he can be kind of himself because he has no other. When a Misas Adin is a matir, then it's only B'shas matir, not later. Later, the Adin didn't die 3 years later. The Adin died then. It's the act of dying. But when he could, it's not around anymore. If you give it, if you hand the get to the Evet, the death is floating around. The death, because the death happened. The death happened and it ended. No, there's no death. There's a lack of our dying. If dying is what does it,
he's still dead. After all the dying, she's not an Yishtish forever. It doesn't suddenly become.
Right, because the dying of the Adin is not to her.
And it lasts forever.
It doesn't have to last. She's Mamela Mutta later. She's Memela Mutter. She's not Mutter because she's still in a state of Misas HaBaal. Misas HaBaal is a matter, can I guess? She's Mutter. If you learn she's Mutter because there's no Baal, then you're right. But it wasn't so pashut that was declared. She learned because there's no Baal, or because Misas HaBaal is a matter. We had the nafkamina then that the Rabbi Chanan brought of Eliyahu Navi's wife is mutter. There was no Misas HaBaal, but there is no Baal. Baal doesn't exist anymore. That was his nafkamina. But there are these tzutzadim. The same thing here. It appears that this is the machlokes, the Torah, the Beis Yosef. Have a look. Okay, what? Isha Ketana, whose husband died. She doesn't have to be kind. There's no kinyanim. It's not like an eved who has to be kind of something of value. She has to remember it's just the ishus, it's not the person. Ishus, so she can be kind of ishus. Her right to ishus, she can be kind of. Actually, she may not be kind of. Maybe her father's kind of. Depends on the machlokes. The father could be. The father's dead. It's not a kinyan to kinyanim. It's not like an Eved. They can't prove from there to Eved. Eved is something of value that you're being kind of, market value thing you're being kind of. Okay, there's more to talk about here. If somebody has a marimokin with a pshad and this nakuda, I'd appreciate it. But otherwise, we're going to start the next review.